guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to read another viewer email, and I'm going to be starting to do this a little bit more. I'll still have my other fun stories in there for 90% of everything, but I'm going to add a couple of emails in here because these are questions that you guys want to know, and maybe these answers will help more of you. About 30 days from now, maybe 40 days from now, I'm going to be driving just my vehicle. I'm not taking the bus or the motorcycle, or I'm just going to be taking the truck, and I'm heading up to Alaska, and I'm going to go up to the Northern Circle, and I'm going to be doing time up in the Yukon, and you guys are going to go with me. I'm going to be doing videos from up there and then uploading them to YouTube when I'm in Wi-Fi range, but I'm not going to have a lot of time to research stories, so you guys asking me advice and for help, I think that'll be a great way that I can still provide good content for you and help you guys out. And at the same token, we can have some fun, talk about some silly stuff, and you can then see like how things are going on the road as well. So this is from a viewer wanting to know basically how do I improve myself? I seem to be stuck in the middle of nowhere. He says, hello. First, let's see. I've been a subscriber to your channel for over... Well, let me record this. He says, I've been a subscriber to your channel for over a year. To get to the point, over the past 3 years, I'm 26 now, I entered a very self-destructive cycle of alcoholism, pretty much a four-pack of lager per week to almost a whole pack a day within the last year, always antisocially when I'm at home and my mom is asleep. However, since the death of my granddad last year, stomach cancer with a lot of healthcare industry neglect, so we had to do a lot of work ourselves. It's caused me to really look over my life, not harshly, but truthfully. Okay. First thing, let's talk about two things here in this. Number one, the alcohol. If you are not to the point where you are dependent on it, in other words, if you can stop drinking without physical withdrawal, it's time to stop completely. It's nice that you've spaced it out and you're spacing it out, but it is a weakness, it is a crutch, and you're reliant on something that needs to go away. You need to stop completely cold. Now, the minute you say, great, I've done it, I no longer need it, now maybe I'll go back to it. That's when you need to still say no. If you ever have something that is a crutch and you think that you need it, whether that is alcohol, tobacco, whatever, you need to stop until you're not reliant upon it. Number two, you're 26, but you're at home. Now, you have a reason to be if you were helping with your family, but if you're looking for something to motivate you, to get you going again, your independence should be next. Let's continue on here. He says, let's see, thankfully that process has helped me to heavily monitor my own consumption within the last few months. Gradually, I'm now at one a day on and off. Anyway, I've realized I grew up with a very infantile mother, as in speaking, behaving mannerisms, cognitive responses as a young child, since I was pretty much 12. This, of course, has had a massive negative impact on my life that I am unaware continue into adulthood, but not external behaviors. This happens. Your mother may have certain mannerisms that either may be bipolar, narcissistic. It's hard to tell. You've identified them, though. But don't let her problems become your problems, okay? And we'll touch on that more in a minute. He says, anyway, I've forgiven and accepted myself and the past, and I'm now where I've lived socially by my skills, have gotten better. I have gotten through the emotional and mental trauma and abuses without hate. There was a lot more than just the mother issue. There was other bad things that happened at a young age as well from a female, which she had clearly learned or experienced from somewhere, and I very rarely lose my cool internally, just not externally. Okay, so obviously you had some pretty bad things. You know, they say that men cannot be raped, but obviously you were, and this is something that you're going to need to get counseling for, and you're going to see a psychologist. You say earlier that you didn't get a chance to go to one. It is time to get one, and you can get healthcare or the government usually to supply the payment for this. This is something you need to get done and taken care of. My question is, where do I go to find hard, truthful logic on subjects such as finances, employment navigation, negotiations? I've made steps to better myself as few necessary on the inside and on the outside. Dental hygiene, working out a bit, mainly for body health. But I mean the elements for when I'm engaging with the outside world to gain resources and live in self-reliance, not independence, as I believe this is a lie. I honestly don't care about the woman dating. And I'm jumping over this. So, okay. So basically, and you're lacking, you have a lack of purpose. Basically, I'm asking for hard logical advice, signposting resources. Okay. First things first. If you need to be driven and you need a way out of this, let's talk about all the things that we need to correct right now. Number one, quit drinking completely. That is using your finances. It's not helping you. And it's a way to mask issues you're having. Number two, go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist, one of the two, depends if they need to give you medication or not, and speak to somebody about this. There are programs that you can that can help you. Oftentimes, you can be seen for free if you find somebody that is a student in their later years. You know, you're not going to be going to talk to a first-year student, but psychologists and psychiatrists that are getting ready to graduate or are doing their doctors that are doing their residency or that have recently graduated, those are good ways to go. You can also get free healthcare from them oftentimes, and you can get government assistance for that. That's step number two. And when you are seeing a therapist, speak to them and tell them 100% of the truth. Lying to them will get you nowhere. They won't be able to help you unless they really know what's going on. I always recommend going to find a male because at least they understand some of the things that you've gone through as a man. Lastly, where do I go to find hard, truthful logic on subjects such as finances, employment, navigation, so on and so forth? I have a book I'm going to recommend. I actually have two books I'm going to recommend to you. The first one is going to be How Not to Become a Millennial. All right. And this is written by Aaron Clary. Now, if you look at the bottom, it actually says Vince Barbaric. He co-authored it, but Aaron mostly wrote the book and he had it published. But this is Aaron Clary. He's got a channel here on YouTube. Aaron Clary. He's got a consulting firm called A-Hole Consulting. It's actually the whole word, but I can't say it. Thanks, YouTube. This book, let me give you an example of some of the chapters here. Because I just started writing this. Aaron sent me this book. He's a great sponsor of my channel. And these are good books, I'll tell you. Here's a great example of the chapters. Advice your father should have given you. The world does not owe you a living. You are not oppressed, discriminated against, or unlucky. Life just sucks that much. Everything is your fault. Self-love is for the worthless. Other humans are the only thing that matter in life. And that's four chapters out of like 40 of them. This is a 400-page book. Okay, this is not an easy read. This is not a fun read, but I think it is a necessary read for guys that are young, especially guys that are young. Everybody can learn something from this. I'm learning things from it. I'm only a couple of chapters into it. Aaron writes very good material. The other book I'm going to recommend is Bachelor Pad Economics, also written by Aaron Clary. The reason why I like both his books is, number one, they're very helpful. Number two, he is a red pill content creator, and he understands our view of the world, about being an independent man, about looking out for ourselves, about being selfish, about only caring about ourselves. He writes to that. So I would show you Bachelor Pad Economics and hold it up. He sent me a copy, but I have lent that to a friend of mine who is currently enjoying it. So those are two books, How Not to Become a Millennial and Bachelor Pad Economics. I'm going to leave both those links down below. Here's the thing, as young men, that guys need to remember, okay? Society does not care about you. Society only cares about what you provide for society. The government doesn't care unless you're paying taxes. They definitely care if you're taking taxes. They want you off the system. They want you to be an earner. Most women, if you don't provide an income, if you don't provide security, if you don't provide something for them, they don't care about you. You're only as good to society as what you provide. Well, the first person you always should provide for and only you should really care about is yourself. You have to be 100% self-reliant, because someday family members are going to leave you. They just get old and they pass sooner than you do. Lovers and friends will come and go. The only person that's going to really help you and really carry you through in this life is yourself. so you cannot have any outside reliance upon anybody. These books that I've recommended will help that. The psychologist or the psychiatrist will help that. You getting off any dependency on any substance will help that. Beyond that, you need to do, if you have a question about working out, YouTube it or Google it. You know, you can get yourself, believe it or not, depending on you can go down and usually it's about £1 per, or $1 per pound for a cheap barbell from the local store, gym store, Target, Walmart, whatever. So for 40, 20 or 40 bucks, you can go get a couple of 20 pounders. Doesn't sound like much because some guys can curl 20 pounds 20 times. But you can also curl it 50 times or 100 times. A lot of people think you have to do heavy weights to get a results. You don't. You just need to get a high heart rate and lift weights a lot. That helps. Go running, okay? Find a way to move out of your home with your mom and get on your own. If you're in a job where that's not able to be done, get that job. If you don't, and I'll tell you something, it's not all dependent on education. Okay, because everybody's getting these degrees right now, and a lot of them can't find jobs because they're getting worthless educations. But you can get government assistance if you don't make very much money. In some cases, you can get government assistance to go start a two-year degree. A two-year degree will get you a very strong leg up, especially if you do it in a very specific field. Mine was done in network engineering and computer sciences. That two-year degree, believe it or not, I didn't even finish it. I took like 6 semesters out of the 8 or whatever it is I needed. I still was able to land a job with that and continue on over the next 25, 30 years with a very good career. So get motivated and get going. And you don't need a big, these couple books will give you a good kickstart, but you can also Google things, you can, or web search things, don't use Google, DuckDuckGo things. You can web search things, you can hit some YouTube videos. The thing is, don't sit in front of your computer all day. Don't sit at your mom's house doing all day. Start doing something. Start going somewhere with your life. Because the last thing you want to do is look back and say, I wasted 3 or 4 years. That stinks. But someday those 3 or 4 years are going to be 30 years. And you don't want to be the guy looking backwards and say, hey, I haven't done anything in the last 30 years and I made a mistake here. So just, you know, hygiene, like you were mentioning, it's easy. If you don't know how to trim a beard, look it up. If you don't know how to grow a beard, look it up. The web gives you everything in the world, so you have no excuses not to be able to do something if you want to. Don't wait for it. Don't wait for somebody else to help you. Don't wait for anyone to clap you on the back and say, you got this. This is that fire and the drive you got to have in your belly. You know, when you look at Microsoft and like Steve Jobs and you look at, what's his name there? Bill Gates, right in charge of Microsoft. I don't think either one of those guys graduated from college. Yet look where they landed. It's fire in the belly. It's motivation to do something. It's how hard are you willing to work? How much are you willing to struggle to get ahead in life? Those are necessary. If you have those two things, you won't fail. You may try something and you may not do very well at it. And that one particular thing, you may say, I'm a failure at X. But you don't stop. You go find the next one and the next one and the next one. Some of the greatest people in life have failed at hundreds of projects. And you'll find what works for you. Just follow your heart. Follow your passions. But that's secondary. Follow the money. Follow the best way to improve your situation. And then go from there. And that's the best thing that I can tell you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below, as always, and the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and go check out some of my other videos. My old videos, watching them helps me out as well. It keeps the channel moving along. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm joking. Remember, the only excuse you ever have for failing is you didn't do enough. You can't blame it on anybody else. You've got to be the one to make the changes in your life that you're looking for.